Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show that's for you. You that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom of cash flow today. You don't want to wait 30 or 40 years from now, but you want it today so that you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But guys, I know it's not just about getting rich. It's because you have a deeper purpose behind this. You want to live a rich life where you can be able to bless the lives of others. Because as you are blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to be a blessing for those around you. Guys, that's what it means to be a Rippler. I'm so proud to be able to be a Rippler with you guys. Thank you for allowing me to share my ripple effect through you and what we do here today and the education and not just giving the education, but also you guys implementing on those things. So thank you so much for doing that. I'll give you a quick change here that's happened. If you haven't noticed already, our Money Ripples channel, our podcast is moving to our main Money Ripples channel. So if you watch this on YouTube and you haven't subscribed to the Money Ripples channel, our podcasts have moved over there where they're now being broadcast live right now. So again, shout out to you guys that are listening to this live right now. And heck, even if you're listening to it later, even better. But I want to make sure you guys know we are on the Money Ripples channel. Be sure to check that out and subscribe today. And you know what? Do me a favor. If this is at all valuable for you guys, go ahead and just like this episode, or heck, even leave us a review. If you listen to this on iTunes or something like that, leave us a review, preferably positive. If not, then just don't waste the time or the energy doing it. But we'd love to have you guys leave a good review if this is giving you a lot of value today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right. So I want to talk to you that I've spent several episodes where I've talked about what are the real numbers, the real statistics and everything, right? And really, I've kind of painted a negative picture on what's going on. This is not to discourage you at all. In fact, this is not to make you feel guilty. If anything, this is for me to point out the true villain. And the villain isn't you. The villain is the industry, the financial industry that's been masking your eyes. They've been blindfolding you, trying to help you think that somehow that it's your fault. You're not saving enough. It's all on your shoulders, and it's not. Yes, you have control of the situation. Yes, you can make choices with, especially with having new information that I give you here on the show. But this is not to imply that this is your fault. It's not. It's the financial industry. It's the financial advisors. It's the companies they work for. I know because I worked in that industry. I was there. I drank the Kool-Aid and I sold it to you, people just like you as well. That's the true problem here. It's not about you. Now, I can tell you as a story because it kind of became apparent to me in a different aspect of my life. Just a few weeks back, I was driving around. I had my birthday. I'm September 1st birthday. Shout out to those who have September birthdays. The weekend, Labor Day weekend, I was hanging out with my kids. We went up to Park City, Utah, rode on the chairlifts and everything and had an amazing time. And I was even thinking as I'm driving back down from there, like this was the best birthday ever. Like I've had a lot of my birthdays. I had to make my own meals and do my own things. And I still kind of had to do that too. Let's be honest. I have to cook for the family still and even get my own birthday cake. But regardless of that, still I had a fun time enjoying it with my kids. And as we're driving back, we realized that it was getting kind of late because we hit traffic, especially with the holidays. And so we said, all right, let's go to a restaurant for dinner. As we're driving down, it's of course a busy street and everything. We're about to turn into the left lane to turn into that restaurant. And I'm looking back just to check my blind spot because I know I was getting the lane early because I could see there's a lot of traffic. There was a green light there. So I was like, okay, traffic's starting to move, but I'm going to get over earlier than that. And as I looked over and then looked back, what do I see? Nobody's moved from the green light. Everybody's stopped. that split second, of course, I can hear my kid, my oldest daughter's like, "Dad, stop." As I'm like already braking at that point. And by the time I'm hitting the brakes and by the time it responds, it's barely just starting to screech. And then bam, right into the car in front of me, hit this little Honda Fit. And it was just in a flash. All of a sudden, I can't see anything. Realizing that now airbags are in my face. It's all deployed. And of course, there's smoke from the powder everywhere and the sound of liquid leaking out, the radiator fluids leaking out of our car. And I hear my oldest daughter, she's 17. She's like, "Everybody out of the car, out of the car." And my daughter literally is like the one being the general here. I'm still dazed. My wife, she realized she's broken her wrist because airbag broke her wrist. And the airbag actually blew open and you can't really see it much anymore. But after almost 3 weeks, I'm going to have this nice little scar from, funny enough, not the airbag, but actually the Nissan logo blasting open and hit me in the arm. And so I actually have this Nissan logo kind of branded into my arm right now. If that's ever a sponsorship for you, there you go. So both my wife and I are kind of in pain because I'm holding my arm. She's holding her other arm from the impact, breaking her wrist. She's humpled on the ground. I stumble out of the car and then I look in front of me. And what do I see? I see the car and the driver coming out. He's holding his rib. You know, he's holding his side. And then I see there's two car seats. And I'm in absolute horror because I know that there's little kids in that car that I just rear-ended. I immediately go to him. It's like, "Are you okay?" I'm looking inside and I see like there's about a four-year-old and about a six-month-old in there as well. And I can see the four-year-old. He's got like a little bloody lip, but he seems to be fine. So obviously the baby, I start panicking and freaking out, wondering, is everybody okay? What's going to happen? And regardless of what's my demise, I was more worried about what's going on with them. In fact, I even left my family. Luckily, again, my oldest daughter was taking care of everybody and they're calling 911 because I didn't know where my phone was. I didn't even know where it was at the time. I was like, "I have no clue. It's probably somewhere in the car. I didn't know." Anyways, they're calling 911. Everything's happening. And it's kind of this big blur because I realize I'm going through shock. Long story short, my wife gets hauled away in the ambulance. They take the five-month-old away and the five-month-old's fine. They just took that for precautions. And pretty much it's just us. And pretty soon I'm pretty much left alone other than some of my kids. My ex-wife comes to help us. We go to the hospital. And as I'm in the hospital, the gravity situation really starts to hit me. And I just start bawling and crying like on and off all night long. Even while my wife's there trying to have to set her arm and everything else, I'm feeling this overwhelming amount of guilt. I'm just feeling horrible. Even though the people in the car in front of us, even their family members and everything, they saw me in the hospital. They're like, "Hey, is your family okay? Man, we're so grateful it wasn't worse." Luckily, I wasn't traveling at a super high speed at that point. But still, like I was scared to death. I felt horrible. And of course, I'm responsible, right? I mean, heck, even the ticket says so. So anyways, that feeling, that post-traumatic stress from that event has stuck with me really for the last few weeks. It's thrown me in a little bit of a loop. Even though I've done everything that you guys have seen, I've even produced podcasts, even the previous podcasts I produced even after the event. Really, I've probably produced two podcasts since that event. But still, it was something that really hit me to the core. Like I was really felt horrible. And it got to a point where I realized that if I kept letting my thoughts go down that direction, right? If I kept feeling guilt and horror and terror from that experience. By the way, when I finally went to bed at 4 a.m. the next morning, when we finally got my wife released from the hospital, it was only 3 hours sleep. And then during those 3 hours, every dream was about me tripping and falling. It was always having an accident and wasn't very restful. And I was definitely in a little funk for a while. And I realized that this is what you might be experiencing to some level. I mean, you might not be experiencing anything that's traumatic, but I'll tell you, over the years, every time I've spoken with hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe into the thousands, I'm sure, but with talking with hundreds and hundreds of clients, almost every time people say, as almost a disclaimer, "Hey, I know I'm not where I should be, but here's my situation." Or, "I know it should be better than this. Here's my situation." You start shooting all over yourself. It should be this. It should look like this. It should be that. Well, who says? Who says what your finances should look like? Who told you that by a certain age, you should have X amount of dollars? Now, maybe it was a financial advisor. Maybe it was just your parents. Maybe it was society is telling you this is what your life should be like at this point. Maybe you think just from your, you know, expectation of knowing what's possible, your potential, you probably know that it should be better. But the truth is that life throws curves at us all the time. Hey, I should have a car that's not totaled, but it is what it is. I shouldn't have been in an accident. Like that should have been something that should have been avoided. I told my kids, I'm like, I've probably driven over a million miles in my lifetime, career, whatever you want to call it, of driving. And still, that was like the worst event I've had. the odds are very small that I'm going to get in that traffic accident like that, especially where, you know, I caused it. But still, it caused me to reflect. It still threw a curve into those things. And life's going to throw curves at you. There are going to be things that are going to come up. Even those that work with us, you know, one-on-one, consulting clients or VIP clients, even them, I even warned some of them. I said, listen, there's a lot of crap in the economy coming up. Even if you're doing all the things right, things can still go wrong. There could still be an operator that may not pay you on time. You might get into a deal where it gets stressed and they have to try to figure out how to sell it so that you can get your money back and maybe some returns too. You might end up going from a cash flow deal to all of a sudden now like a 1 to 2 year time horizon when you finally get your money back and you don't really get paid anything in the meantime. That could happen. You could have a rental where the renters stop paying you. That could happen. You could have a situation where all of a sudden they pay you less than what they contractually said they're going to pay you. At least they pay you, but it might not be as much as you expected. Cash flow could drop. That could happen even to our best clients doing the best due diligence. That can even happen to me, even with my situation. I even have one person that they're 5 months behind on paying me. Okay, be it. Now, it doesn't mean they've lost my money. No. Despite all of that, I still have that surety and faith knowing that at least I bought real assets and then I have a real chance of getting that money back and then some. Where I couldn't say that same thing when I put my faith in the stock market. When I put my faith into stocks, really, it was more of a faith. It was a wish. I hope it comes back and not like the good hope. It's like the hope of this better play out just the way I hope it does, right? Just like I hoped I would be retired by the time I was 40, packing away as much money as I could in the stock market. Even if I made a ton of money as an advisor, still push everything away I could in there, live cheap that I could have enough money to live on a $5,000 a month lifestyle by the time I was 40. That was life that I was trying to aim for. And I'll tell you, that wouldn't have happened based on what those markets had done. Even though the 2010s were great, still the mid 2000s to the late 2000s weren't so pretty, were they? Heck, really the 2000-2010 time period, the market was still down. It was actually down over those 10 years, not up. If I would have stayed in the market, I would have had to wait until really the 2015 plus before I might have had my money back. And you guys have heard this story before. I say this because if you're feeling bad about your situation because maybe the market wasn't friendly to you because it wasn't friendly to anybody and you're getting less than market returns, which isn't impressive at all, you're getting that, you're going to feel behind. If you've been living life and you had kids and maybe medical emergencies came up, maybe there was layoffs in the interim that happened, those curves are going to happen and all of a sudden it's going to throw off your idealistic future projections. Even people, if they're doing the Dave Ramsey method, trying to pay off their debt, something like that comes up, it slows it down. You're going to feel guilty. You're going to feel discouraged. Just know this, as you keep having a positive outlook, and I don't want to sound a little naive or anything like here when I say that, but really when you try to look at this from a different angle, just like I had to look at this accident, I had to finally look at it like others looked at it, which is they were grateful. Even my wife was looking at the accident as a blessing. Maybe not all the time, but even right after it happened, she felt at peace. I wasn't feeling that peace. The peace was my choice. The peace wasn't happening because I interpreted that as a bad thing. Rather than being grateful, saying, you know what, maybe this happened for a reason. Maybe this helped me look at my life in a different perspective to slow down, reprioritize things, prioritize my family, prioritize what I'm doing here for you guys and Money Ripples. Make sure that's all happening. What if that were happening for me rather than to me? What if that were the case? What if that's exactly what needed to happen for me to have something better happen in my life? Same thing happened for me in the last recession. Those of you that know my story, I went broke in the last recession. I didn't go bankrupt, but I was worse than bankrupt. Bankrupt, at least I could hit the reset button and go back to zero. I was negative $1 million in debt. And a lot of people will even ask me, well, how'd you do it? Well, it wasn't easy. I had to learn a lot of lessons along the way. I had to learn to be a better investor, but even a better business owner too, because I was in business. I had learned how to generate better income because I was starting from nothing. I had no money, no credit. Nothing like that. And I remember at that time having to recontextualize saying, what if this situation is exactly what's supposed to happen to me in my life? Maybe this is not a coincidence. Even though some people might say, oh, I don't believe in fate, doesn't matter. What if this were the exact experience I needed to be able to inspire more hope for you in your future? Because maybe you're starting at zero. Guess what? That's $1 million better, more ahead than I was in 2008 and 2009. By 2016, I can become financially independent the second time. Maybe there's hope for you too. Now, it doesn't mean it was easy. Didn't mean that I didn't have to put a lot of focus and attention and generate more income in my business and make sure that I kept my expenses lower. So I had more cash flow, like we talk about, that I actually had enough cash to then invest and create that passive income. Yes, that was required. It required me doing a lot of active things, not just passive things. That shouldn't be any different for any of you, really. Some of you, even if you hadn't had anything bad happen, maybe you've had a nice smooth ride. Great. Awesome. Take advantage of it right now. This is your opportunity. I just want you to know this, that again, this is not your fault. Don't feel any shame, because remember, if I was in a situation worse than yours, how can I judge you? How can I even judge that your situation is bad? The truth is we don't. We actually, unlike some people out there, there are the people that are the super savers out there that think that life should be perfect and that you should be perfect too. Debt is dumb and cash is king, all that kind of stuff. Those people are going to wave that finger of judgment at you all day long. That's not happening here. I'm not doing that to you at all. I have a lot of empathy for your situation and compassion, because I've been in the depths of just crud. Not to mention, not only was I broke, but I was the guy that was supposed to have it all figured out, who had this imposter syndrome now, this factor of, I feel like I'm complete out of integrity, which is why I stopped teaching people how to get out of the rat race. That's why I started teaching people how to find money, how to get resourceful, because I could only teach what I was doing. I didn't start teaching you guys about passive income on the show more until I was investing for passive income and then got out of the rat race myself. I want you to know that I can only teach what I know. And I want you to know that this is about you, it's about your situation, and wherever you are right now, it's perfect. And even if you feel like everything's going against you, don't worry. And even if things aren't going against you right now, even if you just say, man, like, I'm not where I thought I would be. I'm now in my 40s or my 50s, or maybe I'm in my 60s, and still, I have no hope of freedom in my near future. Maybe you do, and you just don't know it. Maybe you just need a different set of eyes to see something that you didn't see before. Sometimes it just takes somebody with a new perspective to do that. For me in that accident, if it weren't for my wife, and especially the people in the car in front of me, if they didn't have a different perspective, I might have wallowed in this longer. But seeing that new perspective and saying, wait a minute, if these people that they were the quote unquote victims of my actions, if they're okay, maybe I am too. Maybe I'll be okay. And yes, there's still that sorrow that I feel, that sadness that I felt, and there's that guilt. And yes, I'm now driving probably over cautiously. Now I like get freaked out when I see somebody cut me off, which happened just this morning on the way to doing this podcast. But regardless of that, still have grace for yourself, have grace for others. And I'm telling you, there's plenty of grace for you. There's plenty of opportunity for you to be able to get out of your situation. It may not be overnight. I'm not going to say you're going to get rich quick overnight. That's not the case. For some of you, yeah, we could probably get you financially free in the next year. But just know that wherever you are, I don't care if it's going to take you 15 to 20 years. Think of this. If it's 15 to 20 years that you could get yourself out of the rat race and free, wouldn't that be better than possibly never? Wouldn't that be better than maybe 40 or 50 years if you're lucky? Or getting to the point where you just don't have that life of freedom, but you just have a life of barely living. I never want that to be for you guys. That's why the show here is here. That's why I'm trying to create this ripple effect through your life, not just for you to listen to it, but to do something about it. So instead of feeling guilt about it, do something. You now have the choice. You are empowered to do something different with it. It requires you to take that first step. And it might be like you go to our website, moneyripples.com. There's that passive income calculator. Try it out. Even if the number's negative, not a problem. There are things you can actually be doing, like infinite banking, that we actually offer you education on how to start to prepare yourself to creating more passive income too, and having more cash flow now, increasing and improving your cash flow right away. Many of you don't know this, or maybe you do, or when you become an infinite banking client of ours, we actually offer you the Wealth Accelerator Academy for no charge. In fact, it's pretty much indefinite. I haven't put a deadline on when it stops. Usually it's $1,000 a year membership, but for you guys, if you get an infinite banking policy, it's done. That doesn't matter if you guys are putting away like $4,000 or $5,000 a year, and that's all you're saving into these things. That's enough. That's the thing, is like any little step action you take, we want to reward you for that. We want you to feel good and keep being encouraged, because the truth is we need more encouragement in this world, don't we? And I felt my own fair share of discouragement in this world, and it's nice to have a little bit of encouragement. You deserve that too. Just know, again, we're not coming from a place of judgment. We know that you have hope. No matter how bad your situation is, there is hope. It may not be easy to be able to turn your life around, but I can promise you, looking in hindsight now from going through some real ugly crap financially, I can tell you it's 100% worth it to have a life where I can wake up each day knowing I have an option. I have a choice. I could do this or not. I can have money ripples. I could shut it down. The thing is, you're the reason why money ripples exists. You're the reason. You're the ripple effect that I'm here to create, and that I know my team is here to support and create as well, that you have hope. so you have a chance, a real fighting chance at having that time back, that real freedom that everybody else tells you can have, but they never really get you there. That's why we're here today. That's why we exist. And that is our mission. That's why we want over 1,000 of your families, of these families of you guys right now, financially independent by 2030. And I know there'll be thousands more even after that year. It's your choice what you do with it. I don't care whatever you do. Just make sure you do something with this. Don't wallow in the disappointment. Don't feel discouraged or feel like you're behind. Even if you feel like you're ahead, maybe you're overly confident. Either way, regardless, do something. Take action from here to make your life change today. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. See you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.